Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of United Health Group, ticker symbol UNH, one of the biggest players in the healthcare industry. If you're looking to understand whether UNH is a buy, hold, or sell, especially after its recent roller coaster ride in the markets, you're in the right place. We'll cover everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and even a SWOT analysis. So grab a coffee, hit that like button, and let's get started. All right, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. United Health Group is a heavyweight in the healthcare sector, and lately, it's been making headlines for all sorts of reasons. Some good, some not so much. With a market cap of over $318 billion as of the latest data, UNH isn't just a company, it's a behemoth. But with great size comes great scrutiny, and recent news about weak guidance and regulatory challenges has sent the stock tumbling. Today, we're peeling back the layers to see if this dip is a buying opportunity or a warning sign for long-term investors. Stick with me as we break it all down. Let's start with the basics about United Health Group. Founded in 1977 and headquartered in Minnetonka, Minnesota, UNH operates as a diversified healthcare company with a massive footprint in the United States. They've got four key segments: United Healthcare, which handles insurance plans, Optum Health, focused on care delivery, Optum Insight, which provides data and analytics, and Optum Rx, their pharmacy benefits management arm. With over 400,000 employees and a business model that spans insurance, care services, and tech solutions, UNH is deeply embedded in the healthcare ecosystem. Led by CEO Stephen J. Hemsley, they've built a reputation for scale and innovation, but scale doesn't always mean smooth sailing, as we'll see later. For now, just know that UNH isn't just a healthcare stock, it's a complex machine with many moving parts. Now let's talk money, specifically revenue. In 2024, United Health Group reported a staggering $428 billion in total revenue, up from $371.62 billion in 2023. That's a solid year-over-year growth, showing their ability to keep expanding even in a tough environment. Breaking it down by segment, United Healthcare remains the cash cow, bringing in $298.21 billion, about 75% of total revenue. Optum Rx follows with $133.23 billion, while Optum Health and Optum Insight contribute $105.36 billion and $18.76 billion, respectively. They also report product and service revenues separately, with products at $50.23 billion and services at $36.04 billion. One thing to note, intersegment eliminations are significant at $150.89 billion, which reflects how integrated their operations are. Geographically, their revenue is heavily U.S.-centric, which isn't surprising given their focus. What stands out here is the diversity of revenue streams. Insurance, pharmacy, and care delivery all play a role, which helps mitigate risk if one area underperforms. But with recent guidance projecting a 2% revenue drop to $439 billion in 2026, as reported by Proactive Investors, we need to ask, is this growth story hitting a wall? Moving on to earnings, United Health's latest Q4 2025 results have been a mixed bag, and the market's reaction tells the story. According to Zacks, UNH beat EPS estimates, largely thanks to strong performance in Optum Rx. However, profits took a hit year over year, and the company issued cautious guidance for 2026 amid rising costs. Looking at the full year 2024 numbers, net income was $14.41 billion, down significantly from $22.38 billion in 2023. EPS for 2024 came in at $15.64 compared to $24.12 the prior year, a steep drop that's raised eyebrows. The key takeaway? While UNH can still beat expectations in certain areas, profitability pressures are real, and management's outlook isn't exactly inspiring confidence. This is a big reason why the stock plunged 20% in a single day, as reported by Investopedia. We'll dig deeper into what management said next. Unfortunately, I don't have a detailed earnings call transcript summary for the latest quarter to share specific quotes from management. However, based on news coverage from Seeking Alpha and others, it's clear that leadership is focusing on strategic moves like exiting unprofitable Medicaid states and prioritizing higher margin businesses, even if it means accepting a revenue decline in 2026. They've acknowledged headwinds like unchanged Medicare Advantage rates for 2027, which was a shock to investors, as reported by 24/7 Wallstay. Management seems to be playing the long game, but the short-term pain is evident in the stock price. If I get access to the full transcript later, I'll update you in the comments, so make sure you're subscribed. Let's dive into the financial statements to get a clearer picture of UNH's health. Starting with the income statement, revenue growth over the past decade has been impressive, from $157.11 billion in 2015 to $400.28 billion in 2024. However, net income growth hasn't kept pace recently, dropping from $22.38 billion in 2023 to $14.41 billion in 2024. Gross profit margins are decent at around 19.7% for 2024, but net profit margin is thinner at 4%, showing how much of their revenue gets eaten up by costs. On the balance sheet, total assets stand at $298 billion as of 2024, up from $273.72 billion in 2023, with cash and equivalents at a healthy $25.31 billion. However, total liabilities are high at $195.69 billion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.84, manageable but not ideal in a rising interest rate environment. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2024 was $24.2 billion, with free cash flow at $20.71 billion, both strong figures that show UNH generates plenty of cash to fund operations and dividends. Speaking of dividends, they paid out $7.53 billion in 2024, and with a yield of 2.45%, it's a nice perk for income investors. Return on equity is solid at 18.6%, and ROI is 10.5%, indicating decent efficiency in using capital. Overall, the financials show strength in cash flow and revenue, but profitability and debt levels are areas to watch. Now let's talk valuation. At a current price of $351.64, UNH has a trailing PE ratio of 18.39, which is below the industry average of 51.23 for medical healthcare plans, per the data. That suggests the stock might be undervalued relative to peers. The price-to-sales ratio is 0.74, also reasonable for a company of this size. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a forward PE of 12.74 for 2024, rising to 20.5 for 2025, and then dropping to 19.82 for 2026. This indicates expectations of EPS growth over time, though the near-term dip reflects the cautious guidance. Enterprise value is $375.64 billion, factoring in debt, and free cash flow yield is 5.38%, which is attractive for value investors. Seeking Alpha mentions a normalized EPS of $18 and a 20x multiple, suggesting a target of $3.60, modest upside from here. Compared to the sector's five-year performance of 2.47% annually, UNH's own five-year return of 2.49% is in line, but the recent one-year drop of -35.3% is a red flag. On balance, the valuation looks fair, maybe even cheap, but regulatory risks and guidance weigh on sentiment. Let's break down United Health Group through a SWOT analysis to understand its strategic position. Starting with strengths, UNH's scale is unmatched, $400 billion in revenue and a diversified portfolio across insurance and services give it a moat. Their $78 billion return to shareholders over a decade via dividends and buybacks, as per Forbes, shows financial muscle. Weaknesses include exposure to regulatory changes. Medicare Advantage rate stagnation for 2027 is a prime example, as noted by Investopedia. Profitability dips like the 2024 net income drop also hurt. For opportunities, UNH's focus on higher-margin businesses and tech-driven solutions through Optum Insight could drive growth, especially as healthcare digitizes. Exiting unprofitable Medicaid states, per Seeking Alpha, is a smart pivot. Finally, threats loom large. Tight competition in healthcare plans, rising costs, and political scrutiny over insurance practices could cap upside. Plus, a suspicious congressional stock trade reported by Finbold raises governance questions. Overall, UNH has a strong foundation but faces real headwinds that investors can't ignore. Let's check out UNH's recent performance on the charts. Over the past week, the stock is up 3.6%, and over the past month, it's gained 5.97%. Not bad for a recovery. However, zoom out to the past year, and it's a brutal -35.3% decline, underperforming both its industry, 7.54%, the broader healthcare sector, 39.75%. The six-month gain of 25.11% shows some bounce back, but the three-month drop of 93% reflects ongoing volatility. News of a 20% single-day drop after Q4 earnings and weak guidance, as reported by multiple sources like Investopedia, is clearly still weighing on the stock. Technically, the beta of 0.43 suggests low volatility relative to the market, which is a plus for risk-averse investors. Short-term, I'd watch for resistance around $360, as suggested by Seeking Alpha's valuation target. If it breaks below $300, as it nearly did per proactive investors, that could signal more downside. Sentiment is mixed, so caution is key. Now, let's estimate UNH's intrinsic value to see if it's truly undervalued. I'm using a discounted cash flow model for this, projecting free cash flows over the next 10 years based on historical data and analyst growth estimates. Starting with 2024 free cash flow of $20.71 billion, I'll assume a conservative growth rate of 5% annually for the first 5 years, slowing to 3% thereafter, reflecting industry trends and UNH's size. I'll use a discount rate of 8%, factoring in the risk-free rate and equity risk premium. Terminal value will be calculated using a 2.5% perpetual growth rate. I've run the numbers, and I'm factoring in potential regulatory impacts and cost pressures as downside risks. Let's see the results. After crunching the numbers, my DCF model suggests an intrinsic value for UNH of approximately $385 per share. That's about 9.5% above the current price of $351.64, indicating mild undervaluation. This aligns with some analyst views on Seeking Alpha pointing to $360 as a target. However, my model assumes stable growth, and if Medicare rates or other regulatory issues worsen, this value could drop. On the flip side, it executes its margin-focused strategy well, there's upside beyond $400. For now, it looks like a fair deal with a small margin of safety, worth considering for long-term investors. So what's the verdict on United Health Group? UNH is a giant with strong fundamentals, massive revenue, solid cash flow, and a diversified business model. But it's not without challenges. Profitability is under pressure, regulatory headwinds are real, and the stock's 35% drop over the past year reflects serious investor concern. Valuation-wise, it looks reasonably priced with a trailing PE below industry averages and an intrinsic value suggesting slight upside. For long-term investors, this could be a dip to buy, especially if you believe in management's pivot to higher margins. However, short-term risks like Medicare rate issues and market sentiment make it a bumpy ride. I'd rate UNH a cautious hold with a lean toward buy on further weakness below $300. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on UNH? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.